It's a Tuesday. Let's head to, of course, on every Tuesday, we do Dial a Doc from FHN. And joining us here today, Assistant VP, Behavioral Health, FHN Family Counseling Center, Gabriel Gonzalez is back with us again today. Hey, Gabe, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining me. Great to talk to you again. Of course, taking care of your own mental health during this virus crisis is the topic today. Gabe, there's many people out there experiencing mental stress during this virus crisis. What would you suggest people can best try to handle the fear of what basically is the unknown?
You know, fear is a very interesting thing because the reality is about how you understand it and how you take control of it. Fear is the part of our bodies that lets us know that there is something going wrong, that we sense some danger approaching. And so there's a few things that we can do to manage it and reduce any intense fear. It is kind of normal, though, to experience fear right now as we are kind of uncertain about what are the new changes and what is happening around us. But a couple of things that we can do. We can start maintaining informed and making sure that information is coming from the right sources that are factual and reputable. I've mentioned before that FHN maintains up to date, and you can find links to all the information at our website at FHN.org. And then there's some actions that you can take. You can go ahead and continue to mask, continue to use isolation. It is a tough thing to do, but it's what is helping us kind of feel like we have a little bit of control over an illness that we still do not know much about.
Gabe, what about, you know, people are finding it challenging to cope with this shelter at home orders, especially now for an extended period of time. What ways can you suggest to adjust to this, confined spaces that we find ourselves in right now?
You know, the good thing is that the weather is getting a little better. So social isolation outside is actually a little bit more of an option right now. So I invite people to take that into consideration and, spend some time outside while still social isolation. That means you can go with your family for a picnic and still socially isolate outside. Enjoy some gardening, go for some long walks, and try to balance the time inside of the home and the time outside while still social isolating.
What about people, and this is a big problem, what about people who are at home alone and they're having to shelter at home alone? What do you suggest there?
That's an interesting topic because for some people, this really is a difficult thing. Some others might be enjoying just the solace of being able to maintain their distance. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Association gives a couple of things. They talk about engaging in some hobbies that you may have not done before, maintaining a journal about what you are experiencing while sheltering in place, text daily with friends and loved ones, reconnect with friends that you have not connected for a long time. They are still, they are also isolating, so they might be more available right now. And one important tactic is to relax your body as often as possible. So practice anxiety reduction, skills, deep breathing, stretching your body, and spending time in meditation and prayer.
We're talking to Gabriel Gonzalez, Assistant VP, Behavioral Health, FHN Family Counseling Center. Gabe, now all of a sudden, Wisconsin's released its order, and now all of a sudden we're talking about, going back to normal. The issue is, of course, people disagree on this, and tempers could get a little bit short. What do you advise to folks about not getting too worked up about all this?
You know, avoiding the argument is one of the things that I've always recommend to people. Simply because I don't know that it helps us get any further than where we started when the argument begins. But managing the moods is hard. Managing somebody's mood while we are our own moods when we are already stressed is just difficult. So my advice for people is to double up on the things that they used to do in the past to manage their behavior, their moods. You know, if you used to exercise, do twice as much exercise. If you used to enjoy music, do those things to try to avoid getting into that place where you are arguing over COVID.
What about this is an issue to potential domestic violence, I understand, has actually been on the increase because of the quarantining. What if someone's really afraid to stay at home with someone else that they actually fear? What do you suggest there?
You know, that's probably the toughest situation out of all of those. And my advice is to remember that you're not alone, to remember that if you dial 911, police will come and help. And then there are other community organizations that might help. You can call Contact of Northwestern Illinois or Voices in Town, and any of these numbers you can find at the FHN.org website or doing your own Google search. But there are numbers that you can call, and getting getting a hold of those numbers and having them in your pocket so you can make a quick phone call when the situation is beginning to exacerbate is an important thing to do.
Now let's talk about essential workers, because there's a lot out there, and boy, I tell you what, the grocery stores, all of the postal service, all the dairy farmers, the producers out there, in terms of the egg side of things. I'm leaving out a lot of people, but all the essential workers out there, they're getting tired here, and they aren't getting much downtime at all. What do you recommend for those folks?
You know, the challenge is that we are, as essential workers, just very overtasked. And so one of the things that I personally do when things get extra stressful and extra demanding of my time is to then be even more careful about how I manage my time, making sure that I do the things that I need to do for myself first and then start working on the other things that are requested from me. So if I'm someone that needs to exercise, I try to do that in the morning versus after work. If I need to spend time with family, I ensure that that is on my schedule and that nothing gets in the way of doing that. Because during these times of stress, those are the things that allow us to make it through, is to continue to find those moments of enjoyment in the midst of all of the tasks that we have to complete in one day.
Gabe, what about a lot of people are missing a lot of things that traditionally they were looking forward to: proms, graduations, wedding showers, baby showers, weddings themselves. These big events that people are missing because of this social distancing and the virus crisis. What are you suggesting about this?
It all depends. I mean, it all depends on where the individual is. If it is something that is very meaningful, let's say a wedding, even graduations, doing a in the moment smaller ceremony or smaller event with just the family, it might be important just to acknowledge the significance of the date. But then always remember that tomorrow is still an option. And so you can always plan and have that bigger party. You can always plan and have that bigger recognition with community members and other family and at large once this passes. You know, I've got close friends who are going through the same situation, children that were graduating this year. And what they have done is that they have done something small in the home to celebrate that accomplishment. But there's the plan still to have a larger celebration down the road.
Gabe, finally here, do you have any thoughts for all of us here in the region over the next few weeks? Any general thoughts for us?
You know, I would like to remind everyone that we have control over our experiences. We can transform how we perceive the world around us, and it will become our reality. So choose to be kind to each other, even when other individuals are not kind to you. Choose to recognize happiness, even when it is only for 10 minutes in your day. And remember that you're a part of a larger community. I have seen this community take care of each other when the needs are known. And that's when we are the greatest, I believe.
All right, Gabe. Great information, important time, great discussion here today. Thank you very much. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you so much.
Assistant VP Behavioral Health, FHN Family Counseling Center. That's Gabriel Gonzalez here today. And that's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program this morning. The preceding brought to you today by FHN.